Well, everything old is new again at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. The festival opened last week with brand new productions of some well-known stage names. And our intrepid theater critic Lynn Slotkin was there for each raising of the curtain. But were the productions worth the drive to Stratford? Is there something for every taste? Well, Lynn is here to answer those questions and more. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Robin.
So how broad a range of selections do we have here?
Real broad.
Really?
Well, yeah. There are two plays by Shakespeare, As You Like It and The Winter's Tale, three musicals, Kiss Me, Kate, Evita, and Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris, and one for the kiddies, Peter Pan.
Everyone loves Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk about the productions, just a brief comment about what each one is about.
Sure. As You Like It is about finding true love and reconciliation in a magical forest. The Winter's Tale is about a husband who maligns his dear wife and regrets it for years. Kiss Me, Kate is a wonderful musical by Cole Porter that is a backstage look at a touring company putting on a production of The Taming of the Shrew in which a sparring ex-husband and wife play the leads. Evita is the Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice musical of the rise from rags to riches in Argentina of Eva Perón. Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris is a compilation of the songs of the great Belgian composer-lyricist Jacques Brel, and everybody knows that Peter Pan is that magical play by J.M. Barrie about a boy who refuses to grow up.
Everyone knows the Peter Pan story.
Everybody does.
So, I mean, quite a range, like you said, lots to choose from. Well, and so let's start with Shakespeare.
Sure. Well, I've got some good news and bad news about Shakespeare. Let's get the bad news out of the way. With As You Like It, director Des Makinov has envisioned the setting as a colorful, surrealist world. The problem is that the concept has nothing to do with the play, and the result is that the production doesn't work. I always get the sense with Des Makinov's productions that the concept is more important than the play and that he doesn't trust the play to communicate the playwright's intentions without his interference. There is a cheap visual joke at the beginning that compromises two characters and makes them look stupid. Moments of emotion and revelation are underscored by music because Makinov doesn't seem to trust the audience to get it.
Oh, that's not good.
No, not good. This is a fine company of actors for the most part. We've got Ben Carlson, Paul Nolan, a good up-and-coming young actor, Tom Rooney, Brent Carver, but too often they are upstaged by distracting business. On the other hand, The Winter's Tale is a welcome relief.
In what way?
Well, it's a play about regret and forgiveness, and all that emotion is beautifully realized in Marty Meriden's direction with simplicity and respect for the text and attention to detail and the heart of the play. It is exquisitely acted, especially by Ben Carlson as the irrational husband, Yana McIntosh as his wronged wife, and Shauna McKenna as a committed friend who makes the husband do penance.
So one up, one down so far. Yeah. What do you think of the other productions?
Well, good news and bad news again.
Okay.
We've got a big choice here. Kiss Me, Kate is directed by John Doyle, who's a very inventive director. While I found some scenes to be muddled in this production, on the whole, I thought he served the play and he realized its humor and wit. And there is lovely work from the cast for the most part. With other musicals, we aren't so lucky. For instance, Evita is clumsily directed by Jerry Griffin, which is a real surprise because he did such a wonderful job last year on West Side Story. In Evita, the set is ugly and it's badly used, and the production looks cheap. If Eva Perón was a clothes horse, we're led to believe, according to one of the songs, but we are led to also believe that she toured all of Europe, seemingly to have worn only one outfit. That makes no sense.
There's no changing of costume.
I change my clothes a couple of times. And it's overly microphone, and it's hard to hear the clever lyrics if your eardrums are bursting. As Ava, Chelina Kennedy has a strong voice, and she really nails the songs. I just wish I saw more of the manipulative, calculating woman in her performance. With Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris, we have Brent Carver and Mike Natajewski, who are both gifted at interpreting the songs. They are wonderful. But the two women who complete the quartet don't have the same ability to dig deep into the material. And worst of all is the direction by Stafford Arima. He's too busy with unnecessary movement, and most maddening, for much of the singing of the songs, we are looking at a singer's back and not their face because he doesn't know how to use the space of the stage.
That's not a good thing for the audience. That seems unusual and unusual choice. Mm. And finally, Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. I was glad to see kids at the theater. That's a good thing. And if you're 5 years old, this is for you. I'm not talking about the five-year-old in all of us. I mean 5 year olds, okay? It's very colorful production and characters fly. Kids love that. Michael Terrio is a willful, impish, wonderful Peter Pan, but Tim Carroll's direction is uninspiring and sloppy. There's a scene with Captain Hook and a crocodile, and something happens there, and we can't see it because it's so far upstage behind a ship. That's not a good thing.
So you can't even see it.
No, you can't even see it. And I was in a good seat. Of the six shows, I can only really recommend The Winter's Tale and Kiss Me, Kate. Peter Pan will take care of itself. And I recommend those two without reservation. And that's a real sad commentary on the opening week of Stratford.
Stratford, which everyone looks forward to every year.
So do I. And I still look forward to the rest of it. But this was really disheartening.
Yeah, Peter Pan is one of those productions, though, that will really stick with kids. Those five-year-olds who do go,
fine.
They'll remember it.
I hope so. Good.
Lynn, thank you very much.
Pleasure.